So now that we understand how HIT spans the three circles, let's review the foundations of systems in general. What is a system? It is an organization of functionally interactive units for the achievement of a common goal. All systems have inputs, outputs, and feedback, and they work to maintain a basic level of equilibrium. As can be seen in this illustration of the New York City subway system, one system feeds into another. There are inputs, which can be thought of as entrances to the subway, and outputs, the exits from the subway. And the goal, in this example anyway, is to move people as efficiently and safely as possible from one place to another. What this system also illustrates is the incredible complexity, the expanding complexity of a system. It also demonstrates a need for the different lines to be able to interoperate or integrate. And there also needs to be a way to transfer between the different lines. So a transfer between the lines commonly occurs where the systems interface. An example, at a subway station. So people coming in on one independent line can get to another independently operating line. Also, think a little deeper about how one system interfaces with another system, particularly how it interacts with other transportation systems that are related to, but not a core function of, the subway system itself, such as airports and the Amtrak depot. As we progress through this unit, you will come to appreciate that a system is a system is a system, whether we're talking about the New York City subway line or the HIT system with which you interact. Refer back to the subway example as you think about HIT, the complexity, the multitude of users, the various on and off ramps, the need for interfacing to smooth the transfer from one line to another, and so on. So in summary, from subways to your circulatory system to a food delivery system, a system is a group of interacting, interrelated, or interdependent elements forming a complex whole with specific goals in mind.